Okay, 2 Corinthians verse 6. Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man shall not give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly, how do you say it? Reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver.
Among other things, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And He's not just talking about money. He's talking about time. He's talking about talents and gifts. He's talking about our prayer. If you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. That's this kind of a law of the kingdom. Invest yourself in the kingdom. Invest yourself in the kingdom. This thing of intercession, prayer, reaping souls. Why don't we see more souls coming in? We haven't invested ourselves very much in concern for the souls of others, in prayer and intercession and reaching out. We've been kind of sparing when we need to be a little bit more generous, a little bit more over the top, perhaps. It's the word of the Lord this morning. I believe that. Thank you, Jesus. Come on up.
That was we're in a war for our children. You know, in one sense, I'm sitting over there and I'm happy in Jesus, but I'm weeping also at the same time because our families, there are family members that we have that are they do not realize the conditions of their hearts and how vulnerable and the danger that of drugs and alcohol and all the things that they've given themselves to and the destructions that have come as a result of them. We're in a war, guys. We're in a war. If the Lord has set us free, it's a love offering to ask the Lord to set them free. Can we agree to that? And our hearts need to break a little more. You know, it's like I'm sitting in the Bible study this morning, and our daughter is so fragile. She's on the brink of destruction. And I keep telling her, honey, I don't even know if you'll make it back from it if you go again. I don't think her heart can take it. You know, she's 28 years old and had some really bad problems. But you know what? The Lord's promises are awesome. It's out of Galatians that be not weary in well-doing, for in due time you shall reap. This has been really in my spirit, but the Lord also said to me yesterday morning, don't be deceived, God, guys. God will not be mocked. God will not be mocked. If you're sowing to your flesh, you're reaping to your flesh. But if you sow to the kingdom, and I believe, guys, we're in this together. We can sow to the kingdom and bring our precious things to the Lord and lay them before Him. And our God is kind. He is generous. And He will undertake the things that are troubling our souls. So I was getting refreshed, and I was also crying over my daughter at the same time. You know, it's Lord, who's sufficient for these things that we're dealing with? You know, I'm sitting with a guy yesterday, and I don't know this about him. And all of a sudden, he just goes, Adam, I'm in a world of hurt. I can't tell you everything. And he's just like, And I every time I think about somebody to talk to, I think about you. Will you talk with me about the Lord? He's asking me to talk to him. We need to start to change our priorities. It wasn't fireworks and all these kinds of things. It was just two men talking about Jesus together. You know, if we got something, we need to start to offer it back. That's what rivers of life are meant for. It's never been meant to have a dam. It's not meant for your... we can enjoy the consumption of the Lord, but it's not meant to build a dam. It is always meant that the floodgates would be opened and the rivers of life would go forth. So I just want to encourage you guys with one scripture, and I don't want to get too far down this road, but you know what? The Lord said to me this morning, the cares of this life are blocking you from bringing fruit to perfection. The cares of this life are blocking you from bringing fruit to perfection. And so we need to take heart of these things, that there's a demonic assault, especially upon the Western church, that is coming in and getting you absorbed with the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches. And these things, we need to have a change of priority. We are called by God to be soul chasers. We are meant to chase souls for the kingdom. We can do it too. All right, what was I going to read? Oh, it's out of Psalms this morning. Oh, it was blessed my soul. So Psalm 126, and I'll end with this. But I just wanted to, when he read that scripture, I almost felt a holy obligation to share. So there's something changing inside of me. My priorities are changing in life. I want to see kingdom things happen. I want to see fruitfulness happen for the kingdom of God. We're so close to his return. It's like, Lord, consume me fully. And I know I'm the weak link in this deal. I know that in my flesh that I'm the problem. So I beg God, Lord, overrule even me. Overrule even what these wicked desires that rise up inside of me and deceive me, Lord. Overrule them. Have mercy, not just for me, but for my family. There are so many things that lie in the balance of this. And the Lord can impact you right in the midst of your business. Because I'm just showing the guy houses, and I'm just thinking that nothing's going on, right? I'm just being a happy guy in Jesus, just showing. And all of a sudden, the guy starts bearing his soul to me and saying, there's more going on in my life, Adam. I need Jesus. They're watching. Oh, I'm trying to get to the scripture, but Oh, this was sweet to my soul today. And this is a promise. Take it into your heart, you who are weeping over circumstances of your life. He that goes forth and weeps, bearing precious seed. Brothers and sisters, we have precious seed inside of you. Stop believing the lies over your lives. You have precious, the seed of God, the life of Christ is inside of you. You have preciousness in you. It's precious seed. And you've been bought by a price, the precious life of God. And when you're going forth and you're sowing this seed, you're sowing the life of Jesus Christ. You are sowing meaningful things. Stop selling yourself short. Stop listening to the lies of the devil that are convincing you you're less than what you are in Christ. It's precious seed. And if it brings you a little bit of weeping, be okay, because guess what? First of all, joy comes in the morning, but that bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing your sheaves with you. My God has promised me that I will not only just think about my grandchildren, I will see my children's children. It's right here in the next psalm. I circled it. I said, okay, God, you said see them. Not from a distance, but in my presence. And I believe my God will do that for me. Amen, huh, guys? Yeah, that's, can we? Do we want to? Do we dare? It's costing you guys. This stuff costs. It's the precious gift of salvation inside of us. But now God is saying it costs God. It costs God. Is it okay to cost us a little bit? Can we lay down our lives for this thing and get more serious about the salvation of the Lord? I'm saying it through my own convictions. I fear myself. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I fear me. Because I know I'm the problem. But I don't. I know God is more than capable of overcoming me. So, Lord, I pray for our families, Lord. These are precious commodities to us, Lord. These people, these loved ones that you have given to us as stewards, my God, to intercede for their souls. And not only them, but this Derek in jail. And then, Lord, there is a world out there that is just dying for the light of the gospel, Lord. And we are the bearers of that light, Lord. And we ask, Father, that you would take this precious seed that is going forth from us, my God. And we pray for a harvest of souls. Lord, we pray for an outbreak of the Holy Spirit, my God, in these wicked days when everywhere you turn, you're being an onslaught of wickedness, Lord. But Lord, you promised that you would raise up a standard, Lord. And we ask, Father, that we would be those standard bearers, Lord, that we would stand on the side of the Lord. And we would bring forth, Lord, first of all, God, that you would just get after us, Lord. Get after these sinful impulses, my God, that so prevent us and pervert the gospel from coming forth to full perfection in us, Lord. And we ask that it would go forth to our family members, to my Ashley, to all of our others, Lord. We just name them out in our minds, in our hearts, in our prayers right now, Lord. And we're asking, Lord, for the intervention of God that you would break through and bring them to safety, Lord. Bring them, my God, to your places of safety. Refresh their souls, restore their souls, free their souls, Lord. Break the bonds that enslave them, Lord. As you're breaking our bonds, my God, if you free us, then I pray you free them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we put all of this under the precious blood of Jesus, trusting, my God, that you are good and that you are kind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Is having a grateful heart. Week before last, an old friend of ours, a gentleman by the name of Leonard Radnick, who has spoken here, he came to visit us and he's written a book. And one of the emphasis in his book is choosing to be a thankful person. And that's actually part of the message he gave when he was here a couple years ago. But I think the Lord really wants us to be thankful, to be grateful. I know he's been prompting me in my spirit to be thankful. Thankful just when I take my boots off and I have a nice pair of warm winter boots to wear, and thankful that there's heat in my house and running water and things like that. So he wants us to have a grateful heart. And then I just want to say this, that and you have to understand who this is coming from. One of the least demonstrative people around here. Jeanette's laughing. I know she would. But sometimes there are things in the spiritual realm where you just kind of have to express yourself physically, and it's okay. And I do this privately more than I would publicly, but sometimes you just got to stamp your feet and say, no, no to cancer. No, you can't come in here. And clap your hands when you're praying. Yes, yes, that's what we want. And blow that shofar. That's an amen there. That's saying, yes, Lord. So, just so if you feel the Spirit of the Lord moving in you and you want to stamp your feet or clap or jump up and down or shout and holler, that's okay. Let it rip. Just because we're a bunch of old Scandinavian ex-Lutherans and Catholics in here doesn't mean we can't. When the Spirit of the Lord moves in my heart, what's that song? How's it go? I'm going to dance like David danced. So don't be afraid to do that, even if the rest of us are just kind of sitting there. Somebody's got to get us started. And with that said, I'll turn it over to the old groundhog here.